This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you. Thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry, America's messenger of truth. Now, those of you who usually listen to my program know at this time, I ask you to turn to your truth book, the Bible, to a certain book, chapter, verse, and line where we left off last time. However, since our country, America, is lost, today is a very special day, and we're calling all of you together, and we're asking America to atone and come home to God. Let us pray. All over America, pray with me. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, I ask, Father God, that you will rend the heavens this day and come down to America. I ask the Holy Spirit will convict of sin, of righteousness, of judgment to come. And Father, I ask you to cause America to call on the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. We ask that the cross of Jesus will be lifted up one more time in this country, that America will be great because Jesus is the Lord, the Bible is the book, and the Holy Spirit the guide. Oh, Father, be glorified. We give this to you, and now we ask you to anoint and save America. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we say,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Now, I have a very special guest with me. Guess who I've got here? Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, you have anything you want to say to America?
Yes, I do. America, Uncle Sam wants you to atone and come home to God.
You better listen, Uncle Sam. Don't make Uncle Sam come down there. Now, I happen to know who Uncle Sam is. First of all, he has a lot of talent. He has done 3 presentations here in my school. He has a supernatural gift of taking pictures, and the pictures reveal what is in the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm, right here in the natural. They're awesome. And he's also a man of God, and he owns the produce place in Suntree, Florida. But that's not all. The best is he is my twin friend. So welcome, Scott Merson.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you.
You have a word to begin this, don't you, Scott?
I do. Okay. It was given to us from Psalms 33:12. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance."
And ladies and gentlemen, all of America, that would be the United States of America. Let me give you a little brief history of us in the Bible. Now, all of you know that God made a covenant with our father Abraham that through his lineage would come Messiah Jesus. We know that happened. He also told Abraham that Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. And then Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs, the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, which did multiply and become as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. All 12 tribes are Hebrew, Eber in the Hebrew, which means those people who crossed over the river from Egypt, over the Red Sea, into Jordan, and you're about to find out over the Atlantic Ocean into Canada and these United States of America. Now, when King David was king of Israel, they were all together, all 12 tribes. But when King David's grandson, Rehoboam, took the throne, the 12 tribes had a spat and they split. 2 of the tribes, Benjamin and Judah, changed their name from the house of Israel to the house of Judah. The other 10 tribes retained their name after their father, the house of Israel. Now, it would take me 6 hours to tell you all about the captivity and the scattering of the tribes. Let's fast forward to 1948, when our brother Judah, the house of Judah, returned to the land of Israel, and Israel became a nation again. But not all of the tribes, see, that's Benjamin and Judah. There were some imposters there, the Kenites, descendants of Cain. But what happened to the other 10 tribes, and how does America fit in? Well, Isaiah says that Sennacherib, the Assyrian, captured the 10 tribes. History proves and documents that the 10 tribes migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, were later called Caucasians, and settled in what we now call Great Britain, which would be Scotland, Ireland, and England. They began to call themselves Ephraim after one of Joseph's two sons, but with all, there was still the 10 tribes of Israel. Now, when I was teaching Ezekiel, we found that the prophet Jeremiah brought the last three daughters of the last king of Judah north to these tribes to marry them to keep the seed line pure. Listen to this, America. One of the daughters' name was Scuta, after which Scotland is named. One of our presidential nominees is from Scotland. Scotland is Hebrew, the pure seed of Abraham. So is Ireland, and so is England. All right. Now, after a while, calling themselves Ephraim, they had a spat there in Great Britain. And then they migrated over another ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, settled Canada and these United States of America. And we're still here. We've never returned. In Genesis chapter 48, beginning with verse 8, Israel was getting old. It was time for him to go to be with God. He had already blessed all 12 of his sons, including Joseph of many colors, the coat of many colors. And he said, Joseph, I want to bless your two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. It was customary to bless the older son first to get the first fruits, but Holy Spirit led Israel to bless Ephraim first. And he said, Ephraim, you will be a multitude of nations, a commonwealth of nations, Great Britain, Scotland, Ireland, England, and all the others. But what about Manasseh? And he said, Manasseh, you will be a great nation. Now, when you just read that all cold and no character and personality there, you say, a great nation. No, 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 no. One more superpower of superpowers, and here we are, America. We are God's people. Therefore, we are able today, all over America, and Scott, you know this too, we can claim 2 Chronicles 7:14 when God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Wow. Now, Scott, America has a great constitution, doesn't it?
It does, Sherry. And in fact, it was taken from England's Book of Common Law.
Wow.
And the Book of Common Law was taken directly from the Bible.
From the Bible. Well, see, they would have known that. And in that Bible, Scott, there's one of those Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. It says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Oh, my goodness, we failed on that one. Scott, you might mention briefly a few of the gods that America worships.
Some of them are money, greed, self-worship, vanity, power, governmental control, the lust of sexual immorality and pornography, idol worship, you know, abortion, murder.
Abortion. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. On and on and on. Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. We're going to touch the government now. We have a three-headed government. Reminds me of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have the executive branch, the president. We have the legislative branch, which makes the laws. And we have the judicial branch. That's the Supreme Court. Now, Scott, not too long ago, 5 black robe judges passed a law that's against the Constitution and against the Bible, and actually passed a law, and they're not even supposed to. This presidential election is very important, because if we get the wrong person in there, they're going to appoint judges that are going to take us all the way, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, to hell and not even back. So would you please pray for the Supreme Court and the judicial system?
I'd love to.
Judges.
Lord, I pray that the judicial branch of our government, from bottom to top, becomes a branch within and from your vine. and not the enemies in this world.
Yes.
I pray that your dominion and authority is brought down upon the courts of this land with the weight of your judgment.
Yes.
Rendering your justice upon America's judges.
Yes.
Reestablishing your covenant root within this part of our government.
Yes.
Today, I proclaim that this land is your land, Lord, from sea to shining sea.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Let us all say together with Scott,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Now, I'm going to pray for the executive branch, the president. Father, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask that you would lift up a president of the United States who is the pure seed of Abraham, as I have prayed every Wednesday night for the past 8 years, and you have given us one from Scotland. Father, I ask that this person will be a defender of the Christian faith. I ask that this person, Father God, will resume a friendly relationship with our brother, the house of Judah, in the land of Israel. I ask that this person, dear God, will close our borders and get the illegal criminals out who are killing and raping and sucking up all of us hard-working taxpayer money. We ask that this person will cause America to be free again and beat up our enemies. Oh, Father God, give us such a one. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask in this presidential election, Father God, that through your mighty hand that you will lead and direct. Awaken your people. Let them stop wanting the free stuff, oh God, because the free stuff is not going to keep them free. Let us want godliness. Let us be a pure nation again, holy and pure in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, make America great again by making Jesus the Lord, the Bible the book, and the Holy Spirit the guide. Thank you, Father. We love you in the name of Jesus, and we all say,
I agree in
Jesus' name. Now, Scott, you know that there are four hidden dynasties. We taught this in Joel. It's signified by the locust army, the four stages of the caterpillar that have destroyed America. And one of them is the educational dynasty under the auspices of Satan. They teach our children that good is evil and evil is good. I read the other day that they're taking sixth graders and making them write that Allah is God and that kind of a thing. And our children don't even know the history of America. Now, Scott, you have got a beautiful family, a beautiful wife, Angela, and you've got Max, a young prophet. He's 12, going on 13, I believe, a prophetic young man. And beautiful, beautiful Olivia, who plays a mean tambourine.
Yes, it does.
But it must tug at your heart and at Angela's heart to send them off to school every day knowing what's going on.
Yeah, it really does. You know, my parents were both teachers, too, for 30 years.
Oh.
So I really understand it.
Your father was a teacher,
yes,
too. I knew your mother was. That is wonderful. Yes, would you pray for the school system?
I would. As this has been in my family line, I would like to stand in intercession.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to stand in intercession for our nation's schools. And I would pray, Lord, I would repent of the sins and ask your forgiveness for the turning away from you and the removing you from our schools, Lord. And today, I ask that you will fill the schools of this nation, Lord, with your overwhelming presence, that you will flood the schools, Lord, with your river of living water, for these are your children.
Yes.
And the enemy has no right to them.
That's right.
And so, Lord, I proclaim that these schools and these children upon this nation are yours, Lord. So make revival, Lord, within these children, Lord, and let it flow within these children and out from the schools, establishing your dominion and authority back upon this ground and in each school and in each child, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's everybody all of America say with Scott,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Now, we're going to ask forgiveness. I realize that salvation is individual, but I'm asking now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will go throughout this land, and I'm asking that all of you who are convicted of sin, who are listening to me, pray this prayer with me. Scott's going to repeat it so you can pray it with him. And let's individually, millions of us at this time, get saved, and don't you think that'll make a dent in America. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned.
I confess I have sinned.
I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Wash my sins away.
Wash my sins away.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me with the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To make America Christian again.
To make America Christian again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Now, in a little bit, my announcer is going to give you my number. You might like to call and say that you were saved. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. There is no distance in Christ. He can heal you wherever you are. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. I ask that you will touch fibromyalgia. I ask that you will touch hips that are hurting. I ask you to put the sockets back where they need to be. I ask you to remold the vertebrae and put them in perfect alignment and unpinch the nerves. I ask you to heal blood diseases. I ask that cancers and diabetes will be gone in Jesus' name. I ask that memories come back to brains. All kind of dysfunction of the brain be gone in Jesus' name. Dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these diseases be gone. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, feet be healed, blood be healed, muscles and nerves, legs be made strong. Arise, take up your bed and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes you are healed. And we all say, I agree in Jesus' name. You might also like to want to call me and tell me that you were healed. I want to thank so much all of you all over America for having the heart to love God and love this country enough to join us today. I really appreciate you and I feel your spirit. Now what we're going to do here, we're going to stay another hour. We're all dressed in red, white, and blue here at my school. We're going to have coffee. We're going to pray for America. And then the last hour, Scott and I are going to pray for the sick and those who are tortured by demons. We do that on a regular basis. And so we do that. I also want to thank my wonderful twin friend, Scott Merson, a real man of God. He's such a blessing to the world. He's such a blessing to me, and I appreciate Scott. Now, Scott, since we're twins, we've got something to say to America, right?
That's right.
America, atone and come home. Resume my regular Bible teaching, book, chapter, verse, and line by line. I want to invite all of you who can come to my school each Sunday, 5 p.m., each Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. It is dynamite. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Now, please stay tuned for my announcer to give you my telephone number so you can call me and hear me play a couple of measures on the piano of the Our Father. It's very anointed. I love you with all my heart. God bless you, and God, please save America. I'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Paul Esposito from 91.5 WMIE Radio. And I want to thank Sherry for offering me the opportunity to say a prayer on her program. And Sherry, I actually forgot to do this. And here it is, 18 minutes after 9, live in the studio. And I just remembered I was mailed this week the prayer that the Lord wanted me to say. And I'm going to say that right now, live on the radio this morning. Almighty God, in all history, there has been only one nation like America, founded by pilgrims seeking freedom to worship, established on a vast continent between two oceans, dedicated to the proposition that we are created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. One nation under God, you have delivered us in war, prospered us in peace, and has raised up generations willing to offer the last full measure of their devotion for the preservation of liberty at home and abroad. We have been a light for the world. From our shores has gone the greatest missionary force in history. But now, Lord, America has fallen into darkness, disobedience and indifference. We have sinned, and we, your people, Lord, humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. So, Lord, please forgive our sins and heal our land. Give us leaders who understand the times and know what we should do. May the torch of liberty burn brightly, inflamed by the goodness of your people. God bless America, in Jesus' name.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at the same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm falls. I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. Never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, praise you in the storm. This alone shall be my prayer. Glorify thy name. Be glorified.
Listening to WMIE on your radio dial, 91.5, as well as W272BA, 102.3 FM.
Yeah. Life is full of light and shadow. Oh, the joy and oh, the sorrow. Oh, the sorrow. And yet will he bring dark to light? And yet will he bring day from night? When shadows fall on us, we will not fear, we will remember. When darkness falls on us, we will not fear, we will remember. When it all seems lost, when we don't and we tossed, we'll remember the cause. We're wrestling in the shadow of the cross. Life is full of light and shadow. Oh, the joy and oh, the sorrow. And yet will he bring dark to light? And yet will he bring day from night? When shadows fall on us, we will not fear, we will remember. When darkness falls on us, we will not fear, we will remember. When it all seems lost, when we're torn and we're tossed, we'll remember the cost. We're resting in the shadow of the cross.
With every breath I take, every heartbeat, sunrise with a moonlight through the dark street. Every dance, every note of a song. All I give and deserve that I shouldn't have known. Every moment I lie, every moment I covet. I'm deserving to die, I'm earning your judgment. Ah, without the cross, there's only condemnation. Jesus wasn't executed, there's no celebration. So in times of the good, in times of the bad, for any time I had it all, I will be glad. I will boast in the cross, I'll boast in his name. I will boast in the sunshine, boast in his rain. What's my life if it's not praising you? Another dollar in my bank account, a vain pursuit. I do, and count my life as any value. Precious at all, let me finish my race. Let me ask to give
up.
Show me everything you want me to see. This life is not my own. To God alone be the glory. To God alone be the praise. Everything I say and do, let it be all for you. The glory is yours alone. Yours alone. The offering I bring, you want more than what I sing. Can I give you every part of me and turn these pennies into gold? Take this life I call my own until I'm running after your heart. I'm needing to let go.
Baby,
Listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
One thing I'm asking this heaven's treasure I seek, that I may behold you and worship at your feet. Oh Lord, more of you. Oh Lord, I your presence I seek. Oh Lord, more of you. Oh Lord, I need you. I need God, slow me down. I'm like a river running, pressed to the ground. I feel it overcoming. I'm on my knees. I'm incomplete.
calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Cannot see, so won't you now hold on?